Hey, it's me. I'm back. I've missed you, and I hope you are excited for today's show because I am. Today, I want to ask the question, are you struggling with getting shit done? Well, today's show is going to talk all about that. Let's get started. Gosh, I'm so excited because today I get to chat with a new friend, Jay Marie. But I want to also remind you that this is your show and this is about you. So if you want to join in on the conversation, feel free to drop your comment in the chat as we are here live, and we'll put it on the screen just like this banner is here, and you will be a part of the conversation. So join us. So a little bit, let's get to know our co-host, Jay Marie. So why are you passionate about helping people using your zone of genius?
Absolutely. I am always a strong believer in, helping people get to the places that you've achieved or been able to get at. I've been very fortunate to have a lot of people help me in my life. I've had a lot of strong mentors. So I always try to be that to other people because so many people have been that for me. So that's very important to give back, kind of reach back and pull those up because I was pulled up once upon a time.
Yeah, exactly. And so, just out of curiosity, so you are the founder of J. Marie Premium Sneakers. Me and Peggy have been stalking your website right before we went on, and it's so cute. The shoes are so awesome. So, just a little bit, like, how did you end up coming to become the founder of your own shoe company?
Absolutely. So, funny story, I was not a sneaker girl growing up at all. Like, I was the ultimate girly girl. You could not catch me dead in sneakers, jeans, any of that. I thought it was so masculine. And I went to college, ended up graduating and moving into the downtown Detroit area. Anybody who knows anything about a metropolitan big city, especially a downtown area, is it's nothing but parking structures. Okay. So it's nothing but parking structures and a lot of walking. And that in itself is just not a good mix for heels, right? So eventually that was becoming an issue for me. There's only so much that you can pack in your bag and kind of change out as you're walking, and no one's gonna go barefooted. So that was out of the window. But what kind of really nudged me to say, okay, now is the time to start this. I was actually diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and I was experiencing so many different issues and in and out of the hospital, different uncomfortableness in my body. So I was just like, I need something comfortable. I need to start wearing comfortable clothing, comfortable footwear. I tried different brands and none of them matched my style. So I was just like, why not just start a new my own brand, and make the sneakers exactly what I'm looking for? And that's exactly what I did.
I love that. I love when people take adversity and change and like their own unique quirks and be like, you know what? The world doesn't fit what I need it to be, so I'm going to create the world that I want to live in. And
Yes.
so I love this. Love, love, love this. So I'm so excited to like have this conversation. And today is all about productivity and building your workflow. And so we're just going to kind of, pick your brain a little bit about like how you kind of built your business. And hopefully we'll be able to get some really cool, we'll be able to get people motivated by using this particular topic today. So why are business processes important for professionals to thrive and in life and in business?
You said, what are the business processes that are important to thrive in a business?
Why are business processes important to thrive?
I think that it keeps you on track. Especially in this world, we have a lot of different things that can distract us, like social media, just life in general, because so many things can come up just in living life, unfortunately. So when you have a process, it kind of gets you back on track when you get a little flustered or get a little distracted. So it's always good to have a process in place so that you can always go back to it when you're taken off of it.
Exactly. You know, I am a lazy person. I'm so lazy. And, you know, when people see how much I do on a daily basis, they're like, that doesn't track, Monica. You're like, you're crazy. you get too much done to call yourself a lazy person, but it's really true. I am absolutely a lazy person. If I can do less work, I'm going to. And so what I have kind of done, or one of the reasons why business processes is like my favorite space to live in, to work in, to help people in, is because the business process itself, if you can make that streamlined and almost kind of autopilot, then you're not really working. You're just kind of going through the motions and you can focus your energy on something else. So business processes are essentially a lazy man's favorite thing because you get an opportunity to make everything easier for you. So you do less work and spend less time actually working. So I geek out on business processes. It's my favorite topic to talk
about.
Yeah,
that is so true. That is absolutely true. And you know what? I wouldn't say that I'm lazy. You know, hearing you put it that way, I would say that I'm probably lazy as well. And people will probably say the same thing. Like, there is no way, because you get so much done. Mm-hmm. But you are so right. It is the process that allows you to get that much stuff done. Yeah. Because once you have kind of like a flow and the way of doing things and a schedule and you manage your time, things kind of just flow on their own and everything is automated. So that's very important to get your business to that point, because for a person who's lazy like Monica and I, you kind of got things on autopilot. But I wouldn't even call it lazy. I would just say probably two smart women
yes.
to use processes to their advantage to run their companies more
yeah.
efficiently.
I always say I don't ever want someone to ever say she's such a hard worker, because if I'm a hard worker, then that means it's hard. Who wants that?
Right.
I do not
right.
want to be a hard worker. I want to be a smart worker. I want to be kind of like, I want things to look so easy because they are. And so,
you have to work smarter, not harder.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's what they say.
Yep. And you know, this topic about business processes is kind of crucial for that. So let's keep people inspired. So how has productivity been a problem for you in the past? And what did you do to overcome it?
Sure. I think I can speak for people out in the world, especially for these last 2 years with everything we've been going through with the pandemic and so many people going through very hard times in their life, whether it be dealing with the after effects of inflation, because that's a thing now following the pandemic, and dealing with sicknesses in the family or with ourselves, and some people even dealing with death. I think when life kind of throws things at you, those hard things, it almost wants you almost want to just ball up and just, you know, be to yourself and just not move forward. And how I've overcome that, because I've experienced all those things, especially dealing with multiple sclerosis, is I have a mindset of I'm going to do the best I can do in that particular moment. And when I emphasize on the best I can do, because you don't want to compare yourself to other people. Your best may not be climbing a mountain on that day. Your best for that particular moment may just be getting up and making a phone call. And if that's all you can do in that moment, that's all you can do in that moment. That's your best.
Yep, that the hashtag facts that were on these parts. You know, like, and you're right. This is again one of the reasons why the productivity part has really kind of come into play in most of our lives, because everyone has had to shift, right? Especially after the pandemic. So even if you're still doing the same thing you were doing pre-pandemic. After the pandemic, everything has had to shift because we've had, like you're saying, rising cost of living, rising, like maybe new work scenarios, maybe, you know, there's like a whole bunch of different things that kind of disrupt your workflow. And this is one of the reasons why I was like hell bent on kind of just like focusing on my processes. Right. Like, how can I make this easier for myself so that I don't like so that I have more time to Netflix and chill? Like, how do I, because it's right. The TV's right there. My couch is right there. And I want to do that. So how do I hurry up and get back to that? And so, you know, during the pandemic, when everybody was like doing sourdough starter kits, I was essentially looking at like my business processes and like, yeah, like how can I leverage my day, my time, and like how I'm working to get more done in less time so that I can really enjoy this opportunity, but also take this opportunity that COVID has gifted us to run as fast as I can towards my goals. And the key to it was, how do I make everything easier for my customer? And how do I make everything easier for myself? So like I can sustainably continue to support people. And so all of the crazy things that we've come up with for Mink Life has essentially come out of that.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. It's so important. And it does make your life a whole lot easier. And nowadays, thank goodness for technology, there's so many different programs and things that you can incorporate into your business that makes things automated for you, whether it's, you know, a mailing list to keep in contact with your clients, or automating automated responses if you have a website, or automated voice messages. And not even that, that's just on a surface level, but just even doing things on a bigger level depending on the type of business that you have. I know, like with J. Marie Premium Sneakers, it was important for me to make sure that I had my logistics for my company down pat. I didn't want that to be an obstacle for my clients, and I didn't want the fact that the sneakers are handcrafted to make people feel like, okay, it's going to take forever and a day to get my product to me. So I needed to partner with companies that would be able to make that automated and make that time frame shorter than expected for a handcrafted brand. So definitely processes are so important just in every spectrum of your business, in every aspect, anything that you could think of. Automated.
I know. You know, it's funny because I think a lot of times people think, well, if you're automating, then the personal touch is being gone. But what's funny is, and Peggy will tell you all day, every day, originally, I started using this app called Calendly to get people booked onto my calendar way early, like way before. Now it's kind of a cool thing. It was still, really early on. I was an early adopter for it. And she fought me tooth and nail. She was just like, no, they need to talk to me in order to book this call. And I was like, no, I promise you they don't. I promise you, they do not need to talk to you. And you can spend your time doing the part that you're brilliant at, which is taking pictures and editing those, and, you know, making those photos look great, right? And so once she did it, now she's the new, like, you know, gospel, like, warrior for Calendly. She's like, what's wrong with you? You need to get a Calendly. And she's like, tell everybody, right? But it's like using those apps to take away the parts that are harder for us to kind of manage, the admin stuff that really isn't the part of our business that's important, right? Like,
yes,
the part that you're good at, right, is kind of coming up with these designs and creating those, you know, and creating these concepts and all those things. And so using automations to kind of do the parts that are really not that necessary for you to be a part of are really, really useful. And so time wasters, exactly. Exactly. They're that busy work. So you're like busy working, but is it actually busy working or busy work that you're working with there? And so it's kind of looking at those types of things, right? Of like, yes, how
that's so good. That's so good that you said that, busy work. You know what I mean? I think a lot of times when we're running businesses, a lot of people assume that the busier you are, that means that you're being productive. But is it? Because like you mentioned, you have to focus on the things that you're good at, and you don't want to spend too much of your time doing the things that is not your expertise. Because I mean, like, for example, myself, I don't need to spend a lot of time doing administrative tasks when I'm a creator, you know what I mean? So it kind of stifles your creativity. So you do want to use those things that allow you to outsource the things that you're not necessarily good at, you know what I mean? You do want to learn things to a certain extent so that you would know how to troubleshoot, and you would know how to have input when needed. But you do want to automate it where you don't necessarily have to be so hands-on with it. You know, initially starting off, you're definitely going to have to be hands-on to get everything set up and personal touches that makes it personal, because you can still make things personal with it being automated. So don't let that deter you. it's going to be very hands-on getting everything started. But once it's in automation, it's just like, you know, it's a go. And you're going to really need things like that when your business picks up and grows.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, if you have to send out hundreds or thousands of emails, that could be a 2-3 day task. And you want something that's going to allow you to get that done and out of here within hours.
Right. So yesterday I was in a discussion with someone and we were talking about the Oprah effect of like how businesses, you know, a lot of times they say, oh, I want more business. I need more business. But have you prepared your processes to take in more? Right. So like if right now, J. Marie, Oprah was like, oh my gosh, J. Marie is like the hottest thing on earth. Right? Like the hottest thing. And everybody went to your website to get shoes right now. Do you think that would like, you would be ready for it? Or you feel like, oh my gosh, I have a little bit more work to do.
Before. I think I am ready for it. And I say that, yay for that.
Yes.
I say that for all the times that I wasn't ready. You know
right.
what I mean? When I initially started my business, I started in April of 2019. I was like that. I was just like, yeah, bring on the business, bring on the clients, bring on the orders. And I started to get them. And I had many, many hiccups. So many hiccups from things that I didn't even account for. Even things as small as just, you know, knowing who you have your service with when it comes to your website. Because if you get too much traffic on your website, it can shut everything down. You have to be aware of the bandwidth of certain things. You have to be aware of different time frames. You know what I mean? Sometimes you can have like with my line, one of the most popular sneakers was actually the one you guys were talking about, Crocs. Like at a certain time of the year, those things just fly off the shelf. You have to make sure that there's enough, even though we don't have inventory because the sneakers are handcrafted, you have to make sure that there's enough inventory as far as the materials to make sure that that time frame that you're putting on your website is indeed going to be that time frame. So don't be afraid of getting the business because it helps you perfect your processes.
Yes.
And it helps you get better over time. So it's not a bad thing. It feels like it in the moment, but as you go on, you're going to love that you went through that because otherwise you would have never even knew that that was a process that you needed to perfect.
Yes. Yes. I love what you said and I concur. And I feel like, at any point, if you are in your business and you're like, I want more business, I want you to think about, like, just for a second, contemplate, okay, if Oprah sent everybody to my website right now, how many people could I actually intake on a regular basis? And will that break me if that happens? And just contemplate that. And if it would, then ask, okay, why? Like, why would it break me if that was going to happen? And then start there, right? Like, oh, well, if I got like, you know, 10,000 orders, I don't know that I could actually onboard all the people, or I don't know that I could, you know, there would be a wait list. And for your, what you do, having a wait list as a designer is kind of a good thing. You're like, oh no, we're like, we pop in like that, baby. It's a wait list. Right. But like, you know, but I'm going to need to create a wait list after I get to a certain number of people, or I'm going to say like, well, this is a limited edition product and I can only do this many. Right. So being able to kind of even message it better is going to be helpful if you just ask yourself those questions of like, if this problem comes up.
I think that's so good what you're saying, because honestly, if I approached it from that kind of idea, I would have saved myself a lot of headache because I'm sitting here listening to you talk and I'm like, yeah, I could have started there. Really, it didn't happen like that. Honestly, things happen so fast for me that, oh, because here's a backstory, right? I did start the business, but initially it was not supposed to be a business. It was just simply me deciding I want a certain type of shoe. I can't find it and I want to have them made. Mm-hmm. And it started off just being for me, but I started getting so many compliments that I was just like, hey, I'm about to start a business. It just only makes sense. Like, why not? It's a lot of people that want it. Let's give it to them. So I didn't have that kind of planning stage where I kind of just sat down and said, okay, I'm going to do it this way. And if this happens, I'm going to do this and that. It was just kind of like, I'm doing this now. So it was like I had an opportunity to kind of perfect my processes as I went on.
Yeah.
And honestly, I even though your way saves people a lot of headaches, I think the way that I went through it, I wouldn't change it for the world, honestly. No. And I say that because it gave me the experience that I needed to be able to know exactly why I'm doing something a certain way and why it's important to do it that way, because I was able to kind of be thrown into those scenarios where it was like, okay, you can't do it that way because of this. Okay, that's not going to work this way. Try it this way. And I think it kind of makes you more of a well-rounded person when it comes to your brand, because you understand why certain things work and why certain things don't.
So true. So true. I believe that 100%. And one of the reasons why I like this show and why it's so candid is because it's the mistakes and it's the hard times and it's the losses is where we actually learn, right? Yeah. So we don't ever really lose. We either win or we learn. Because winning, let's be honest, when things are going good, we're not learning anything. Our ego is just getting pumped. But when but when things go bad, right? When things kind of turn left or they don't go the way that we thought we were going to go, is when we actually stretch and grow and learn from the experience. So I love that you wouldn't change your process at all. And also that we can have this conversation. It's like, oh, that could have been a good idea, because who knows, the next you coming up is hearing this conversation and saying, oh, wait a minute. And the other thing I wanted to say, and I know Peggy's like on the trigger, like you guys should be moving along. But the other thing that I wanted to say, based on what you were talking about as well, is a lot of the times when people come into business, in my experience with all the entrepreneurs that I've worked with, when they come into their business, it's because there was a problem that they couldn't find the solution to in the way that they needed that solution. And so how you came into your business is probably going to resonate with so many other people who are watching this, because that's probably how they came into their business too. And I want all of y'all to know that, like, yeah, it's okay for you not to know. It's okay, because you will learn along the way, just like you did. And you kind of pivoted and changed. The only time that loss becomes a loss is when you give up. And so the fact that you didn't give up, you just took it as a lesson and figured out how to get around that problem and kept attacking it is really kind of the most inspiring part of this whole conversation we're having. Okay, Peggy, we can move on now. So, all right. So let's keep networking. And this question is, who should you ask for help when you're trying to solve the problem with your workflow? So you kind of alluded to it a little bit earlier, but like, who should people ask for help?
I think you should seek out those people that have an area of expertise in that particular area. So say if it's something dealing with, you know, administrative tasks, you know, check your circle first, because there's always somebody that you know that knows those things. So check there first. And if you don't have a person who has an area of expertise in that particular subject matter, then outsource that particular job. Or I always tell people, get a mentor. You know, a lot of times, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the times that we're in, but it's almost like sometimes people feel so ashamed to need help or need to know how to do something or verbalize, I don't know what I'm doing. Can you help me? I think that's kind of like a lost art. So get a mentor. If you see somebody that's excelling at something that you are not, and you feel like it can be added to your business or whatever your endeavors are to make your processes better, approach them. Because I mean, what's the worst that can happen? That they only say no. Oh, I don't want to help you. And honestly, I don't see many people doing that. A lot of people that have become successful, they want to help other people. They want to be mentors. So just ask, you know, seek the people first in your circle. If you don't have anybody in your circle, start going to networking events that kind of get people together surrounding around that particular subject matter. So if it's, for example, if you want to know about building a website, you know, Google is your best friend. there's any classes offered at your local community and start putting yourself around those like-minded people who are on the same path. And then you're going to start meeting those people that can teach you more. And then being in that scenario is just going to attract those people to you.
Yeah. I love that answer and concur. And what I will say is, shameless plug alert, at Mink Life University, we have work sessions. They're business tutoring sessions, and they're on simple things that actually deal with workflow in particular. And the beautiful part is they're taught by people who kind of know that particular tool really, 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 really well. And so you can get those cheat codes to life, because sometimes taking a class is great, right? Like you go, you watch the videos, taking the class. But then when it comes to that implementation part of that information, sometimes that's a little harder. So what I would say is check Mink Life University for our Get Shit Done sessions. And that's a great place to start. And also, you know, working the community, right? The community of experts that are offered there, or the community of experts that are offered around. But, you know, what you're saying about mentorship and asking for help, I think really the key is to be okay to realize that you are an absolute genius in what you do. And you can at the same time be a complete moron about a bunch of other things about your business. And yeah. The minute that we get comfortable with those ideas, right, that I am a genius at what I do and all this other stuff, clueless, lost, just not that my jammy jam. And it doesn't change that I'm a genius in this.
Right.
It doesn't change that it doesn't change the fact that I'm a genius. It just means that I'm smart enough to ask for help in all these other areas. And so,
exactly. And not asking for help can stagnate you. It really can. Girl. Don't let being prideful, because that's what I call it, stagnate your growth. Because at the end of the day, the people that you're looking at that you may feel intimidated or feel some kind of way about reaching out to help you, trust me, they needed it at some point too. And that's why they are open to doing that, being a mentor to other people, because at some point they didn't know what they were doing. At some point, somebody showed them like, hey, you should do this, or hey, did you ever hear about this? It would make this part of your business better. So definitely don't let that be something that gets in your head. Just kind of always be in a position of being a student and willing to learn. And I promise you, you are always going to progress. It's the people who kind of think they already have it all figured out and kind of block other ideas and other people out that kind of stagnate themselves, because sometimes you need that injection of newness, new ideas, new people, different perspectives to kind of have an aha moment that takes your business to the next level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, listening to someone else's problem can sometimes help you see your problem differently. Or seeing how someone solved something that has nothing to do what you're trying to do can give you the inspiration to solve the problem that you have, right? And so really being in conversation with people along the way throughout the journey is kind of super important in this process. And so you're right, surrounding yourself with people who are in the trenches in different levels. They could be behind you in your process. They can be ahead of you in your process. They could be at the same level, but each of those perspectives are all going to give you very good insight. I know for a fact that when I go to help somebody on something of theirs, that I go, this is brilliant. I'm giving you all the gems that I actually needed to do on my own stuff. This is homework for me to go and do on my own. Who showed up to help you? I need her to help me.
That's so true. You know what? It's so good that you mentioned that, because I do want to interject that to help people, because I believe that doing that is such a game changer. And what I'm referencing is putting yourself in different industries and around different kind of people, because like you hit on, Monica, you can end up coming up with the most genius idea for your business just helping somebody else that is completely unrelated. And I am a big music person, right? I love music, all kinds of music. So I'm always finding myself around different type of artists, you know, whether it be rap artists or R&B singers or just different people in the music industry, period. Okay. And a lot of times I'm always coming up with things to interject into my own business. And it's just like, huh, wow, I didn't even think of that. Let me try that in this space. And then don't look at it as, let me say this too. I'm not saying take people's idea and steal it, because I do not support that. I don't. But what I am referring to is maybe a process. Yes. You know what I mean? Or yes, maybe a certain way that they approach things or ideas, yes, or just even something that may you idealistically is used for that particular genre.
Yep.
No one ever thought about using it over here. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly. So, yeah, that's exactly how I feel about Walt Disney. When I was building my coaching program, I watched and studied a lot of Walt Disney and some of his design principles of like how he was putting together his experiences in the park and then applying that to kind of like, well, I want that same kind of magic in my own business and for people to feel experiential in their space with us and for them to always feel like they're in, you know, Mink Life University land when they're touching any of the different things.
See what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's so genius to me. I love stuff like that because I'm telling you, I am forever a student. I love learning new things. And it's like I could be watching something, even if it's just a documentary, and I'm just sitting there and I'll have the biggest aha moment, like, oh my God, that would be so dope to do this. It's just great. So always don't be afraid of, don't think because you're in one particular genre that you have to stick with that when it comes to being around people or getting mentorship from those people that are in that particular industry, because you might come up with something that changes the game
yes.
for what you're doing, just exactly. putting yourself around people that are in an unrelated industry.
Exactly. Exactly. I love the Facebook user saying, love this conversation with the heart and the hands. Yes. Thank you for commenting. Yes, we are going to move on and we're going to go to the, okay. So we're going to focus ourselves. You got one shot, right? So I need one tip for maximizing your business by focusing on your business process. So what is your one tip? If the whole takeaway, what would you say?
Absolutely. I say, first ask yourself, what is my why? What am I doing this for? Why am I doing this? And once you have your why, you understand what's important to you. So you then want to focus on perfecting the process that gets you to your why or helps you live in your why. You know what I mean? The easiest example that I can give is if you're doing it because, I'll take my own business, J. Marie Premium Sneakers. We always seek to be an influencer because that is what the sneaker brand is about. It is for the style influencer. So we're always seeking to influence. So when I look at my processes, I'm going to have more of a focus on processes that gets that across because that's my why. You understand?
Yeah.
So I think that's a great tip. Focus on your why. What are you trying to accomplish? What's the most important thing to you? And what process gives you more of that? And give more of that. Give more of yourself to that process.
Yeah, that is a great tip. That is an absolute great tip. I'm actually going to give you a tip that someone pays me, gets, which is I want you to think about your business. And I want you to think if you had to take 3 months off for any purpose, right? Like, let's say you had to take 3 months off for a sabbatical or for illness or to just focus on your family. What are the processes that you have to do on a daily basis to keep your business running? And write them all down as though you are going to hand over that book to someone else. Right. So what do you need to keep your business running if you had to leave for 3 months on a sabbatical and you needed to hand your business over to someone else so that they can keep the business running? I want you to write those all down as though you're going to hand it off to someone. And then I want you to reread it to yourself and look at that and see if there's anything in there that actually isn't doing anything or that isn't serving your why, like how J. Marie was saying, or that isn't a part of kind of really bringing your business to the next level and just dump it. You don't need to do it anymore. And replace it with something that will give you that result. So that's my one tip. That's like a big tip.
That's a great one. You know what? I come from an industry of life insurance. I'm an insurance mm-hmm. girl. And we always used to tell our clients that, you know, set everything up as if you want things to continue as if you're still there. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So that is such a great tip, because I think a lot of times business owners don't think that in advance. You know, a lot of times it's not about leaving a legacy or creating a legacy. It's about the right now. But you have to ask yourself, if I don't leave those things, like you said, that allows people to pick up where I left off, what is all of this even for if it ends with me?
Yeah. And, you know, God forbid you get sick or ill and you need to take the time off, your business stops. Yeah. It ends and your income isn't there. And that's a different level of stress. So there's a whole bunch of things that this solves and also allows you to like start scaling, like start thinking about the scaling process. Because some of these things you don't have to do anymore. Like we talked about, someone else can do. But if you don't know the process of running your business, you will never get to that point. So this has been an amazing conversation. I'm so excited that you came on, that we worked through all the tech stuff in order to get you here. I knew it was going to be a good show when I always know it's going to be a good show when it's a challenge to get the show on. I'm like, we must be fighting for this for a reason, because goodness is coming out of this. And I think this conversation was so great. Thank you so much for being here. This is the time for announcements. So what do you have to announce, and how can people connect with you?
Absolutely. So there are so many great things going on at J. Marie Premium Sneakers. First off, everything is going to be able to be found on my website at www.jmariepremiumsneakers.com. You can go check out everything we have going on. You can follow us on all of our social media platforms. And if you join our mailing list, you actually can get $30 off of your first purchase. Now, of course, we got cool sneakers that you can check out. But aside from that, we have some really impactful things going on. For starters, we have the National Shoe Drive, where we're fighting fast fashion, you guys. If you want to know what fast fashion is and the problem that it's creating for our environment, go to the website, check out that initiative, check out how you can get involved. There is Walking in My Shoes episodes, where I, the founder of J. Marie Premium Sneakers, take you along on adventures. There's only 3 episodes, but there is more to come, wearing my sneakers so that you can kind of see them in action. You know, everybody want to see, what does it look like? What does this sneaker, what is it giving? So you can check what it's giving. And you can also check out Fun J. Marie. And that's not just about funding the brand. It's about fighting against the industry of, I call it the sneakerhead industry. The sneaker industry is such a male and sports dominated industry that it kind of shifts the focus primarily into brands that represent that, leaving brands like myself, minorities, women of color, and leaving them without many options to get funding, because it seems like it's not a viable business concept, because it's a new concept. A lot of people think of sneakers in a way of sports related or male related. And I want to change the dynamics of that. So you can check out what that initiative is about, as well as check out all of my interviews, like this wonderful, wonderful one we're doing now on the website. And yeah, just follow us along for our journey. There's more to come.
Love that. Thank you so much for sharing. And I'm excited to kind of like, you know, this is our first conversation, but this is literally our first conversation. It's our first date, guys. You guys just watch your first date. But I have many, many more, because I adore you and your brand and everything you stand for. And so we will have lots of conversations after this, of course. But if you are curious about how to get shit done, or you just want to kind of talk to me a bit more because you think I'm crazy or kind of interesting or whatever it is, and you want to pick my brain, I'd love to have a conversation with you. You can book a connect call with me, a 20 minute connect call on MonicaMHenderson.com, where you will use one of my automations, my workflows, to get on my calendar and spend some time with me. But there are so many other things that happen in our community. And so here are a few of them. For Mink Life Motivation, we are here on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific time and Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And we want you to join in on the conversation. So mark your calendars And be ready on whatever channel you're watching now, whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. YouTube. Or you can follow our show audibly. If you love the way this all sounds and you feel like you want to listen on the go, well, then you can check out all of the platforms that podcasts are and find Mink Life Motivation Live, where you can join in on this conversation twice a week as well. And in our community this week, or on our show this week, we have Peggy MacArthur, who's going to help you build your brand tomorrow. So freaking excited about hearing what she's got to say with her guest tomorrow. So you don't want to miss it. And last but not least, I want to say that if you were intending on going to the conference tomorrow and you have not heard yet or gotten the email, we had to postpone it. I hit a few health issues that allowed us to not be able to kind of pull the conference off this quickly. But know that we are postponing it for September 7th and 8th. And if you are interested in being a speaker on that conference or other conferences, you can still go to nextglobalvirtualconference.com and sign up to be a speaker on our platform. We would love to have you. So with that, this has been such a great show. Thank you so much to the founder, J. Marie Premium Sneakers. I love your name, by the way, because my M stands for Marie as well. So I'm like, hey.
Really? Oh my goodness. That is so cool.
Yes.
Monica Marie. That is a very impactful name, by the way. Yes. Monica Marie Henderson. Wow.
Yes. I'm a fan. So anyway, this has been fantastic, but we have to go now. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.